seven, over 10,000.
Where was that $1,500 house?
Oh, in the 30 Street something.
30 Street, I see. That was the when? Around 1930?
34, 35. Yeah,
so did you move in that house though?
No, I never lived there. Rented.
Oh, you rent it out? How much rent did you collect?
$25
a month. Oh, that's pretty good. And then you sold it for how much?
$3,000. I sold a long time ago.
How many? Oh, so they didn't really make much money out of that.
No.
That's true. And then you bought another house.
Yeah, Normandy.
Normandy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was it Chinese neighborhood or American neighborhood?
What?
Normandy.
Oh, let's say, Maryland neighborhood. And then after it sells, all the Parkway, move away, and then we can find. Before we can find the house here, and then a lot of white people in here, mm-hmm. they don't let you buy. Mm-hmm.
So actually, after all these white people move out, and then you bought the Chinese to be able to buy.
The Haitian come in,
uh-huh.
and then the Bakwan go away.
Uh-huh. I see. And so the Chinese also move in.
Yeah. I think after war time, everybody, my father, all over. War time for China.
Mm-hmm.
Before, you know, California, you don't, not citizens, they don't allow you to buy property. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
After war time, that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Will you ever become a citizen?
Yeah.
When did you, you were naturalized?
Naturalized.
When was it? Your father wasn't an American citizen. So that's the reason. When you came in, you just came in as an immigrant?
A merchant son. Yeah, we bought that merchant son.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. And
yeah, no allow you immigration. No that.
Right.
Not Chinese.
Uh-huh.
They give Japanese immigration without Chinese.
Uh-huh. And then 1942.
Only that time, when he comes, that time when you allow you. That time you got business. You say come over for business. You do some business at at home. You got some business.
Mm-hmm.
They check them up.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can take them and take them for business.
Mm-hmm.
Come here for business.
Mm-hmm. So
they all time changing, you know, from the Congress to the law. Change too much.
So how about your brother? He came later. What year did he come?
No, 1930.
1930. What did he do when he came here?
He came to market.
So did he work for you?
Together.
Together, and later did
together.
So, and later, did he open his own or he stay with you all the years?
Mm-hmm.
Did he bring his family to
the
United States?
Yeah. After war, he went back to bring the family.
Uh-huh. I see. Yeah. So, like in Los Angeles, of course, you said that you have quite a few Chinese friends, and would you consider any of your friends, very important in this Chinatown or Chinese community?
Well, not really everyone. training with a friend, that's just common sense.
Mm-hmm. How about the ones that you have heard of? Maybe you don't really know them as a friend.
Okay. What kind of a jobs were most Chinese engaged in before World War II? You know, a lot of Chinese were in the produce business, and what the other business the Chinese were in?
London.
Outside of Chinatown, huh?
Yeah, and restaurant. Before we left in London, the other in California, they got open some grocery store, clothes stand, long time ago. We have there for long time.
Mm-hmm.
Before, long ago, only left in
Laundry.
China, town, gift shop. And the show lab. And the grocery store. Few Chinese groceries. Not big.
Did Chinese ever think about going to other business, or they were, they didn't have chance?
Right now they got all kinds of business.
Yeah, but before, did they ever think of that?
No, they don't got such education. Most people are not much education. But now this is generation everybody for education. And before war, you not work freely, they strict, A big company you can work like a factory, like an airplane factory. All big there's a big company you can work. Mm-hmm. California is wrong, they don't pay you. Mm-hmm. Even you got the serious and serious, even you got a degree, you can work. Yes.
Were there many Chinese who had their college degree and work in the produce market?
Not too many.
The reason why they work in the produce market because they cannot find a job.
Got some got a little bit. Before, no buy property in California, no strict, no property, no farming. Not even you can farm in either, not seriously, you can buy a house here,
So it's very hard for Chinese.
It's still hard for Chinese before. After more and more,
the situation has been improved. Since the war, after the war, did you feel that change? What would you think the average income for the Chinese before the war?
That time you work before the war, you get $100 for the food before. Yeah, not too much money before. Not like here, too much chance. You come in, you don't know nothing. come and pay you loan. Got too much chance.
No chance, huh? Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So, and but people do did manage to live on the what they earn.
What they earn, too.
Mm-hmm. And they also
before, you know, before long term, you know, now they got this big kumshaw. Before only small kumshaw, you know, little part.
Mm-hmm.
People go where they are going. That made another good place to look at. Now they got their own big kumshaw. So a lot of people can pay. Before, no social security, nothing, but the old man before, oh, very tough. Nothing new. And then a lot of people, they made a little bit, they don't try. And they get too old, they can do nothing.
Oh, you mean they didn't even have enough money to go back to China?
No, a lot of people can't go. And then they, Chinese, some plan how to make a little bit, they can't go back.
But after they go back to China,
well, people are always in China, they don't have that much money.
They probably go back in the
yeah,
somewhere
the
in the farm.
Yeah, they don't have, they got a house to live in, they don't have that much to live in, they don't like before.
Yeah, but for your father and your uncle, because they send money back home before and they have the house still there, so when your father and your uncle went home, they didn't have to worry about the living,
right?
Yeah. So they have enough
farm.
Money.
Yeah, to buy their farm,
uh-huh.
Farmland.
And,
uh-huh.
And they have a house to live
yeah,
on.
Yeah,
okay,
that's all.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that.
Were they considered rich then, when they went back to China?
Well, considered fair.
Fair.
Not rich, but fair.
How many people from your village actually come to the United States?
Oh, my God. Quite.
Percentage-wise, like, you know, for example, your neighbors.
Right now, my, you know, we got all, you know, good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
One from Manchester, you know, like, it. Oh, 25 generations, yeah, so far.
Mm-hmm.
From together, around the village, we got 200 people.
Mm-hmm.
200 people. From 20, but about 25 generations.
Wow, 25 generations. Yeah, so did they all come to Los Angeles, or they go
no,
to
they
different places?
They come in here, they go all the places.
Mm-hmm. Do they try to live close to each other when they come to Los Angeles? But how about Chinese always like to live next to Chinese.
I'm a good neighbor, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, some neighbors, you know, bad, you don't want to think good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, so my cousin there, my country.
And your father
was.
Not because of that.
Yeah, of course. Very kind of good.
Mm-hmm.
I like the sun. I never go all other places. Only take a vacation in the trip. Yeah, never look in any place. All market. Even now market, I look for somebody. Still market.
Uh-huh, right. Mm-hmm.
She's the Australian.
Oh, yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you work full time now still?
Yeah, still work full time.
Working hard.
I got show.
I understand that you save money and you put it in the bank and you send some money back to China and you're still doing it. And how about other people? You know, did other people do the same thing? They save
mm-hmm.
money?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the man takes care of the same thing. some people from land, they don't go. You know.
The people gamble,
depend.
Money away.
Yeah, it's all way of getting it. Because some people, they got a wife over there, they don't have no money to send them back.
Even the wife is there,
even
they couldn't,
the wife,
couldn't send money back.
You know, just get married a few months, come over there, and never come back, never go back.
And they never send money back, either.
Some, well, once in a while send a little bit, once they got money, maybe send a little bit, maybe no money, no send.
This is the end of the duplicate of tape 1, side 2 of the interview with Sui Ying Wong.